The more varied the kinds of land in the sanctuary, the greater is the variety of wild things that can grow and den and build there. What a number of strange kinds of wildlife can be found in any bit of water! How many ferns and lichens will grow on the north walls of a rocky slope? On a single piece of swamp land, as many as 8 different wild orchids may grow, and near at hand perhaps 24 kinds of ferns may be found. The catbird likes a low, briary tangle for his nest. The brown thrasher likes the higher, hardwood sprout lands. The crow wants a tall pine. The broad-winged hawk, a big, hard-to-climb white oak. Get an old, wild apple tree into the sanctuary for the bluebird, the kingbird, the tree swallow, and the chebec. Have a bit of pasture land for the vesper sparrow and the meadowlark, and for the song sparrow, put a patch of wild roses in the middle of it. In this sanctuary, so far as possible, you wish every tree to dwell, every shrub, flower, fern, and lichen that were here in the beginning. You want every bird and beast and reptile, every fish and frog and crab and shellfish, worm and smallest thing that formerly called the neighborhood his home, to find a dwelling place here, now and always. This will be a place as wild and natural as it originally was, into which you can slip now and then to watch the wild things all about you. If arbutus never grew here, do not plant it, though it may grow in the woods not more than 20 miles away. Don't build cages for wild animals that never belonged here. This is not a wild animal zoo. You don't want any stuffed specimens or boxes of insects and butterflies, for this is not a museum. It is a wildlife sanctuary for all wild living things which know it as their home.